Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. With that said, let's get on the show. In this video, I want to discuss one of the most underrated RFCs and protocols that have been most of the time ignored by proxies and backends. And it has a lot of huge impact on the backend performance. That's why I want to shed light on this technology, shed light on this RFC. Hopefully, a lot of proxies will pick it up and implement it. And we are seeing more need for this technology. And that is the RFC that's called 8441. Let's jump into it. That'll probably, I talked about it in another video, but I didn't give it its justice. This is called bootstrapping WebSockets with HTTP2, but this is one implementation for that. The power of this protocol is in this thing. It's called extended connect method. And I'm going to demystify this with pretty diagrams in a minute, but this is the most powerful thing here, guys. The connect method, as we know, and I talked about it right here if you want to learn more about it, is an HTTP method that allows us to hook a back-end TCP connection to a front-end client so that I can transfer pretty much anything. It's a tunnel, essentially. Another term for it is HTTP tunneling. It comes with limitations when there is WebSockets involved, when you want to scale. Imagine you have two or three clients, and those three clients will connect to your proxy, and those three clients immediately will get three dedicated connection, one-to-one, right? Almost one-to-one. That's layer four proxying. We talked about that many times in this channel. That's cool because it quickly allows me to, I can basically build my own protocol, and the proxy can be blind effectively. Doesn't have to know this stuff. And I can just tunnel stuff. However, it's wasteful. What if I have 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 WebSockets, 10,000, a million client? That does not scale on the back end. That's a waste because we know we can multiplex. Multiplexing is a gift. And that's what extended connect method gives us. With HTTP2, which is the multiplexing protocol, and future Quick and HTTP3, that allows us to take a lot of clients and then beautiful one connection, multiplex all these requests into a single connection, giving us efficiency, giving us performance, giving us resource efficiency, essentially. Yeah, we're efficient on the back end. We want to be efficient. Let's just jump into the slides that I created so I can explain this thing. All right, so the RFC is called RFC 8441 Extended Connect or Bootstrapping WebSockets with HTTP2. But essentially, it can be literally anything. It doesn't have to be WebSocket. The cool thing is about how can we augment the connect method, which is very dumb today. It just literally established the TCP connection on the back end, and have it have more knowledge, more stuff. So we can tell the backend more information about what we need, not just a TCP connection, right? There is a lot going on there here. Extended connection, I want to talk about Mask, the new protocol that pretty much obsoletes the whole thing. Maybe that's the weight that's going on, but let's leave it into another video, Mask. Here I have a lot of clients, and this is my proxy and this is my server. Okay, this is a TCP connection. Essentially, it's an HTTP 1.1 connection, or it could be HTTP 2. There's another client connecting to my proxy, another client connecting to my proxy. And what I want to know, let's assume this is WebSocket. To implement WebSocket correctly, right, what we do today is this. We implement this, essentially. On the back end, every time you connect and you say, hey, I want to upgrade my HTTP connection, the proxy knows to tunnel and create a dedicated connection just for you. And that's it. It cannot use it for anything else. Each client will get a dedicated backend connection. So this client will get a TCP connection on the backend. This client will get a TCP connection on the backend. It's a dedicated connection for each one. Obviously, I mean, if we look at Slack architecture, they're using WebSockets for all this, all kind of stuff, for messaging, for presence information, for, you know, it says, hey, Joe Blow is typing, right, or is recording, all these kind of messages, all through WebSocket. So there's a lot of WebSocket connections. So imagine whether these are actual end user client or bots even, right? So the amount of connections, you don't want this one-to-one. You want to share as much as possible. That's when 8441 comes in with the idea of extended connect, which says, okay, I'm going as a client, hey, I want a back-end WebSocket connection. So you would establish it normally, but the proxy is smart enough to know that you're about to upgrade your HTTP connection to a WebSocket connection. It listens for that queue. And then on the back end, instead of opening a brand new TCP connection, it opens an HTTP2 connection, right? And as a result, HTTP2 uses streams. And then the beauty of this is, like, let's dedicate a stream for that connection. And let's, another WebSocket connection comes in, let's use the same TCP connection on the backend, but just dedicate another stream. And I talked about HTTP2, guys. If you want to learn more about it, definitely watch the HTTP2 video if you want to understand this. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. Whatever I'm saying, it's Greek to you, probably, if you don't understand HTTP2. HTTP2 is the idea of streams. Beautiful design. That definitely scales. Now I have one beautiful TCP connection with many streams. This is configurable, by the way. I think the maximum is 200, and because go up until, and you can configure it to be any number you want. Obviously, it's not cheap. There is cost associated with that, which is the idea of having these streams. I mean, we have assemblage that needs to happen at the application layer 7 to assemble these streams into logical streams. These are packets at the end of the day, right? To the TCP stack, these are just TCP segments, right? They just goes on, and then the application has to go, oh, this segment is stream 1, this segment is stream 2, this segment is stream 3. Oh, these 5 segments is actually belong to stream 1. And you just, like, assemble that stuff. That stuff needs power. It needs memory, it needs CPU. So the more streams you have, the more you need to bump up the CPU and memory for that. And people, smart people, are making this better and better and more efficient. So let's see the state of the art today with regard to implementation of WebSocket over HTTP support. This is Nginx. Nginx, this issue was open. That's the only issue I found with regard to this topic. And opened 10 months ago. It says, hey, someone says, hey, support a WebSocket over HTTP2 Nginx, which is the proxy, which we talked about. The proxy has to understand how to do this, right? Which is the extended method. But apparently, that's what they say. It's like, hey, will Nginx support WebSocket over HTTP2? And this is the response. Let's read it. Response from Maxim Donin. It says, first of all basic things to understand. Nginx does not talk WebSocket protocol itself. Most proxies don't. Right, they just basically proxy stuff and as a tunnel on layer 4. And RFC 8841 defines a completely different way to establish WebSocket connection using connect method. Right? Because Nginx, I think also HA proxy, looks for this upgrade header HTTP request. And it finds it, then indicates that you're essentially wanting to tunnel, and it will tunnel. So they, 8441 is proposing a new protocol, not necessarily new, something that the Nginx is doing differently, right? And obviously, there's resistance to implement this kind of thing. Support for WebSockets HTTP2 basically means that Nginx will have to translate these connect request to HTTP 1.1 upgrade request somehow when proxying. well, this might work. This doesn't look like a good solution. Obviously, yeah, that makes sense, right? They don't want to hack things together. Say, oh, if it's connected, then turns into a upgrade request. No, they want to do it the right way. They actually want to implement 8441. Alternatively, we may consider passing connect request as is to HTTP2 backend. For example, using the gRPC pass. But this approach has problem. In particular, this doesn't look compatible with HTTP 1.1 backend. So yeah, they want a solution that is extensible. So they're working on implementing it. But this is the statement, essentially. Overall, this is unlikely to happen unless this is a practical demand. They say they think there is no demand, which I disagree with it. Obviously, people don't realize that they need this stuff because they don't understand how stuff works. But once you understand how stuff works when it comes to WebSocket scaling, you definitely need this on the back end. You need to multiplex WebSocket connection on HTTP2 connections. You can't just waste TCP connections like that. Nginx people must have understand this by now, unless I'm missing something. All right, so that's Nginx. Nginx, as I say, nobody's asking for it. I found this on HAProxy. Someone created an issue, and that's the same thing. Willy, which is the creator of HAProxy, he's willing to do it, right? He's interested in that, and they are looking into it, but I don't think it's a priority either. So unless someone pushes this up, it's not a priority, right? Because this is from the issue. I'm going to leave these links for you to read out, guys. However, the other day I was looking on Envoy, and those guys actually implemented this thing, and they are bragging about it, and I'm so happy. I love Nginx for Envoy for this. Yeah, the configuration part sucks. I hate YAML, and I do not like the configuration section in Envoy at all. Watch my Envoy video. I pulled my teeth just trying to write one. It's so complicated. With all these classes, yeah, we understand the abstraction, blah, blah, blah. Open for extension, closed for modification, kind of a... We know this stuff. This is 1999 stuff. We know how to build this stuff, the extension. But it just makes end users miserable. That's my opinion, obviously. And I'm going to show you, if you want, in post-editing, an HAProxy config and Envoy config. And you made the decision, they do exactly the same thing. You make the decision which one is easier to read. WebSocket over HTTP2. While HTTP2 support for WebSocket is off by default, Envoy does support tunneling WebSocket over HTTP2 streams for deployment that prefer a uniform HTTP2 mesh throughout. This enables, for example, this deployment. They do this. This is accomplished via extended method turned on by setting allow connect. So you have to turn it on. I'm going to make another video for Slack. They just released a new blog. They moved all their WebSocket business to Envoy. They did not, unfortunately, mention that they enabled it, because if they did, they will get a huge benefit. And they did not mention this at all. So I'm surprised, because the benefits of, yeah, just enable HTTP2 on the backend, unless the backend is HTTP1. But yeah, the blog was, unfortunately, what it was lacking, right? So I was a little bit disappointed with the blog. It didn't have the technical details that I wanted from the blog. I'm going to talk about it in another video, but I wanted to make this video first because this is very critical. All right, so that's Envoy. So let's go to the browsers. The browsers, if your clients are browsers, Chromium supports this with a flag. Chrome supports extended connect with a flag, because guess what? The client has to understand it. The proxy has to understand it. And guess what? The backend, I guess the backend should understand it, because it's technically still a WebSocket connection, if you think about it. So it has to be WebSocket on the backend, and it has to be HTTP2. So it's not easy to implement, but all of these three parties must understand this. That's why people didn't implement this yet. Firefox has already implemented this. This is closed, and close 2 years ago. So already there. So guys, this is what I wanted to discuss, the extended connect method. What do you guys think? Let me know in the comment section below. This is good stuff. This is definitely a game changer, I think. All right. We need to implement it so we can understand the power of this thing. Obviously, HTTP/3 will make this slightly better because of the head of line blocking problem at the TCP stack when it comes to HTTP/2. So I think HTTP/3 will become a little bit better with this. But again, there is another protocol that's called Mask. It's in draft. It's approved. Multiplexed application substrate over quick encryption. So that, I think that will just replace the entire thing. That will replace the extended connect. Maybe that's why people is waiting for this. This is essentially the quick version of HTTP/2. It's like, okay, let's just do everything on a quick. And there is another version, I think, of HTTP/3. Let's just do the whole thing on UDP. It's just much faster, obviously. And there's no delay when it comes to stream ordering. You can just have every stream dedicated to each itself. All right, guys, that's it for me today. I'm going to see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.